Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we've got some absolutely gorgeous news from Down Under, and I am here for it. So Vince Vaughn, yes, our beloved Wedding Crashers king himself, was out here absolutely serving at the G'day USA Arts Gala in Los Angeles. And apparently, this man brought the house down. Girl, like, we're talking about a room full of Aussie VIPs, and Vince is up there as a presenter, just being his hilarious self. And everyone is absolutely losing their minds in the best way possible. But here's what's got me excited. Millie Alcock was there too. Now, if you don't know who Millie is, she's our Supergirl star, and let me tell you, this woman is about to absolutely take over Hollywood. The talent, the beauty, the charisma, she's got it all, babes. And seeing her getting recognized alongside legends like Vince just makes my little heart so happy. Not them just casually celebrating Australian talent like this. I'm absolutely here for it, and honestly, we need more events that just celebrate good vibes and actual talent instead of... Well, we'll get to some messier tea in a minute. Don't worry. Okay? So speaking of mess, girl, we need to talk about this Nancy Guthrie situation because it is getting intense. So there's been SWAT raids happening. Yes, you heard that right, SWAT raids. And now there's attorneys getting involved and calling out law enforcement left and right. The attorney, Chris Sileppi, is representing Luke Daly, and he is not having it with how his client is being treated. Now listen, this whole situation is giving me anxiety because when attorneys start blasting law enforcement publicly like this, you know something is not adding up. Chris is basically saying his client has absolutely nothing to do with Nancy Guthrie's disappearance, and he's calling out the whole investigation. The audacity of law enforcement, if they're really going after innocent people. But also, I don't know. Something about this whole thing just feels so chaotic and messy, and I really hope they find Nancy and get to the bottom of what actually happened. Like, real people's lives are involved here. And it's just, it's heavy, you know? But let's pivot to some family drama that's a bit lighter but still juicy because, girl, Kylie Kelce is not happy. And when a Kelce woman is upset, we're all about to hear about it. So apparently, Donna Kelce, yes, Mama Kelce herself, the queen of supporting her NFL sons, was on The Traitors. And let me tell you, Kylie is absolutely irked about how her mother-in-law was treated on that show. So Kylie, who hosts the Not Gonna Lie podcast, which, side note, I absolutely love that name because we know she's about to serve us some brutal honesty, she's basically saying that Donna got completely played and set up to fail. Apparently, Donna was cast as the secret traitor, and Kylie thinks the whole thing was rigged against her from the start. And you know what? I'm actually Team Kylie on this one, because the audacity of reality TV producers to set up America's favorite football mom like that. Like, Donna Kelce has been through enough, okay? This woman has been supporting Travis through his whole Taylor Swift situation. Which, don't even get me started on how perfectly she's handled that whole circus. And she's been cheering on Jason, and now she goes on a reality show just to have some fun, and they make her the villain? Not on my watch. Kylie is absolutely right to be protective, and honestly, I love seeing this family stick together. The Kelce family loyalty is just, it's beautiful, but also don't mess with them because they will come for you. But wait, there's more drama brewing because, you know what? Sometimes reality TV just goes too far. Like, we want entertainment, but we don't want to see genuinely good people getting manipulated for ratings. Donna deserved better, and I'm glad Kylie called it out. Okay, so let's switch gears completely because we need to talk about Megan Thee Stallion. And honey, this woman is about to absolutely murder us all with her looks. So she's getting fitted for a Roberto Cavalli dress, and she shared some behind-the-scenes photos from the fitting, and I am screaming the curves, the confidence, the absolute goddess energy she's serving. Girl, when I tell you that Megan knows exactly what she's doing, she's out here giving us a sexy sneak preview, and we are all just sitting here like, yes, queen, please continue to bless our timelines. Roberto Cavalli is already iconic, but putting Megan in their designs, it's like, it's fashion magic, babes. And you know she's about to rock the hell out of whatever event she's wearing this dress to. What I love about Megan is that She owns her beauty and her body in such an unapologetic way, like 3-time Grammy winner, absolute rap queen. And she's still out here showing us that you can be incredibly talented and incredibly gorgeous and totally confident about it. The way she's been serving looks lately, I mean, the woman can do no wrong. And can we talk about how she's just been glowing lately? Like, whatever skincare routine she's on, whatever workout she's doing, whatever energy she's channeling, I need the details because she looks absolutely radiant. Not her just casually being perfect while the rest of us are out here struggling to look cute in our pajamas. But seriously, though, seeing women in the industry just thriving and being confident and successful, it makes my heart happy. Especially after everything Megan has been through in the past few years, seeing her just living her best life and serving looks and making incredible music. It's what she deserves. You know what's interesting about today's tea? We've got this beautiful mix of people just doing well and succeeding, but then also some really serious drama happening behind the scenes. Like Vince and Millie are out here celebrating achievements, Megan's serving looks and living her best life. But then we've got legal drama and family frustrations and I don't know, it just reminds you that Hollywood and celebrity life is just like regular life, you know? There's good days and bad days and everything in between. But honestly, I'm choosing to focus on the positive energy today because we need more of that. More celebrating talent, more family loyalty, more confidence and success stories. Don't get me wrong, I live for the messy drama, you know I do, but sometimes it's nice to see people just winning and being happy and looking absolutely stunning while they do it. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow, because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl.